Randy?
I have one comment. No, it's somewhat troubling to me to have folks come and testify, and some of these we heard are repeated meetings. Folks have come and testify on information that's clearly inaccurate, and the department and the commission get accused of one introducing the wool, and they seem to ignore the reality that we have a federal species introduced under federal law on federal land over the state's injection that we've been doing it about. And now we all know, struggling with trying to manage that suitably. And it makes me wonder if we shouldn't have some type of a policy statement or factual statement from the department or from the commission that we have available to disseminate to people who have this false perception. What you see in some meetings like last night, we've seen in Post Falls and elsewhere, that the first person or two gets up on that bandwagon, if it gets set enough time, then the perception becomes that it's true. And that perception gets perpetuated. And I think when we fail to respond, which we don't in these types of meetings, that the failure to object, to respond, to dispute becomes, in the mind of many, the perception that that is, in fact, accurate. Because we fail to deny it. It troubles me a little in these public hearings that we repeatedly have folks that really want to lambast us and the department as if we either introduced the wolves ourselves or we signed the contract and perpetuated it, and that this is our policy and procedure to allow this whole thing to become a problem, as opposed to when it did get forced down on us and we inherited it and we're struggling to manage it and we have very limited options to manage.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're going to go away. We've been here ever since I've been on the commission, and we get it every single meeting. We're going to continue to get it. And it might be that we have here's the facts of the introduction, and they're on this fact statement, and it might be an appropriate time to read it. But the hearing before the thing gets out of control, like last night, or at least have it available to hear. We don't necessarily agree with George Doble's view of how wolves came to Idaho. Here's what our official adopted position is. It is documented by fact.
Yeah, I thought about the same thing last night, Randy, after I went home, and it would be good if we had a mechanism to counter some of those statements that continue to come up time after time. And there is some misinformation, and in addition, past references, for example, the contact previous commission for what they've done. The fact is, there's not much we can do about that right now. We need to look at what the problems are now and move on. But I think it's a good discussion point. What do you think? Randy brought up a very valid point. Or what's the best mechanism with which we might deal with this continuing problem?
The fact sheet would probably be the best thing to do, and what it would do is, even though, as you can tell, there were two individuals last night, I don't think, no matter what we said, I don't think we would have ever changed their opinion, and that's fine, that's their freedom to have their opinion in this country, but there were a lot of people that maybe were just slightly that didn't really understand how all this evolved, so maybe just having a fact sheet available for those that may be riding the fence or really not knowing what happened, to have that available. I know last night the first thing I thought of is the commission meeting when the wolves were introduced, because it was on the news, and people pointing fingers, and it got quite loud and disruptive in the commission meeting, and that apparently has come back again after all these years where people were frustrated, and rightly so. But I think a fact sheet to finish for explaining how this all evolved versus us just saying we want a wolf.
I think I agree with that. The other thing that seemed to be quite effective, if you all remember, was our meeting in northern Idaho when Randy addressed his Trump speech, which I thought was very effective.
but it's probably not. I mean, you could have made the same thing last night, but I don't know that it's appropriate for us to engage and take on.
I don't either.
People on an individual basis, it would not have been good. But the thing that troubled me is, the other 90% of the rather large crowd here last night that heard all of those comments that we essentially sit here and accept them as if they are truth. And, you know, that's what the folks in the back are about most of the time, that they're believing that was true. That in fact, prior commission, that exactly. Prior directors had a direct hand in introducing wolves. And even if the facts, if history proved that to be accurate, then we certainly have to live with it. But if that's not accurate, I think we need to. Well, if you look at all the information we disseminated in wolves and what's on our webpage, we have a very accurate description of when they were introduced, they were under the Endangered Species Act, and how they grew, and how we adopted the management plan. We have all of that forward, but what is missing is where was the state of Idaho and the Department of Commission in that process of the introduction initially? And the perception is that we have this introduction on the hand of either encouraging or cooperating in it. And that's accurate, fine. I think we better understand it ourselves. If
right.
It's not accurate, somehow or another, we need to be in a position to maybe simply say that, you know, to an individual like that, we have compiled an accurate history of the role. There's much information we've encouraged you to read it. And some it says this, maybe one page full of.
Good point. Cameron?
I'd like to shed a little light on it. There was a document signed by Conley that allowed the introduction. I've read it. And I know a couple of commissioners that were on the commission at that time, he went against the commission position. They did not give him the authority to do that. But it was signed, and I've seen it. It's in the legislators have got it. So that's where this comes from. And it's, you can like it or not like it, but that's the truth.
Okay.
And the feds had to have some agency that was willing to put the John Henry on it, and that's who did it. It was John Conley. So that's where this, and it'll never die because
whatever the rationale was, the reason he did that.
Yeah.
And we might as well have up front what he really did and what he didn't do, and his rationale, and whether the commission supports it or not.
The rationale is again, that's a philosophical thing again. It's hard to say. But that's a fact. And so that'll always be out there floating underneath, and that's why one of the reasons that this wolf issue has been starting to die out because a lot of legislators believe, but that's why it's so strong over there. That's what lost the animosity towards this department in the last 15 years. We've overcome most of it now, but that's where it stemmed from.
But Camp Cameron was the agreement that he signed that they were going to introduce them whether we liked it or not, so this was an agreement that we would participate in the management?
No, participate in the management. This was an agreement that, and I don't understand.
We got away with cooperating in the introduction.
Yeah. I think it is what it is. I really do. I think there's enough truth there to keep this myth, the so-called myth or whatever, alive, and they can build on it. Maybe you could. Actually, a copy of the letter might be a great thing because it's not that involved, really, but the conspiracy side of it can grow bigger than the actual opportunity. But it's a fact, and it's deep-seated, and it's had a lot of impact on this department. It's had a lot of impact on it because there was, you know, the legislature, the governor, the commission itself was opposed to it.
Well, those are the facts that all ought to be in there.
Yeah.
If it was introduced over the objection of the commission, the legislation, and others, and what those facts were, we all have to live with them.
And it's been a tough pill for this agency to swallow. They paid a pretty good price for it.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I think you've had a little bit to this. This wolf issue we've heard for 5 years, and it kind of peaks and valleys, and the emotion involved. I totally agree with the fact sheet, and I can tell you that the resolution that this commission signed back in August is a good place to start. That lays out the entire history of it, and maybe an introductory paragraph leading into that fact sheet. But I tried to find that resolution on our website, and it ought to be up there front and prominent so that anybody going to that website going to look at wolves can read about the history of how this all happened to us. The average person doesn't know, and that couple from Haley last night, the first time we've ever seen them, the husband, Kevin, he was fairly good and emotional. It would be nice to have him talk to the director of Fish and Wildlife Service. But I think that we're going to hear about this wolf situation is going to get worse before it gets better. And there's some frustrating times coming given what's going on with Mr. or Judge Malloy's court. and we're in a predicament. So I think that if we can somehow defuse this wolf issue with some kind of a handout at these public hearings, it would help.
So would you agree that perhaps more disclosure might be better and state all the facts, put as much sunshine on it as we can, and present that and live with it? And certainly I think it's defensible, rather than, as Randy said, try to not necessarily hide it, but to propose less than the whole story.
Well, I think even for our benefit, maybe some accurate knowledge in history enabled us to play this long. I mean, if it was true and if a mistake was made, then well, there'll be lots of mistakes. We can move forward.
Cal, would you like to?
Right. Mr. Chairman, Commission members, I think we've been doing full disclosure. And, you know, that resolution the Commission did, Commissioner Durbin, but we can make sure that gets on there. You have the Commission meeting, and we respond sometimes. There was so much emotion last night that a response would not have helped. On the disease stuff, we had our papers out there from Ag and Fishing Game saying, here's the facts. They wouldn't accept that. Regarding wolves, what I try to do in staff, I walk around and try to shake everybody's hand and say, hey, what's your interest here? So I get a pretty good sense of what's going on. We try to catch them afterwards, too. So there's a lot of staff is talking to them. But last night, you had a very orchestrated group from one group, and they got deck of the Haley people, the Moscow people. And that group, I've spent a lot of time explaining the facts to them, and they don't want to hear the facts, period. And regarding that letter that came up at Post Falls, that letter's been open. I have copies of it. And what that letter was, the state says, we do not want to get them. And we stood strong there, but when they were ready to be put in, no matter what, it was a letter that would keep our authority, and the director at that time signed that letter with I guess you'd call it, Jim, a transport permit or whatever. It was kind of just to try to keep our hands in it. At that release, a number of people, I think Governor Otter was there, Jim, you were there. We just wanted to keep in that process. That letter's going to cause us problems for a long time, but it's open. We have it. I asked that previous director, why did you do it? And he said, just to keep ourselves, it was going to happen, keep ourselves in the process. But how do you explain that? What I always try to do is direct the debate with this commission forward, not backwards. And I think we've been pretty successful that way. That letter, when you start talking about it, it just gets deeper and deeper. We had a wildlife chief that signed to permit them to. It was good faith at that time just so we could keep some state. It was happening. It was going to happen. We had no choice. Montana had no choice. Wyoming had happened to their legislature. Even came out, and that was the rationale at that time. So it's difficult to discuss it. It's there. I have it. I can give you the letters. I have them. I openly discuss them. But that was the past. And we can display it better. Well, staff and I will talk about that.
The other aspect of it, too, that I think is interesting is the tribal aspect and what took place at the time of the introduction and what how the legislature washed their hands of the issue completely, and we all know the ramifications from that decision, but it tells you a little bit about the emotions that were around the issue at the time when they walked away from it and ended up with the tribes control for a lot of years, in fact. And so it really runs deeply into the fiber of especially sportsmen and the policymakers in this state. And I don't know that, you know, I had to think long and hard about what a document like that would do. I mean, you know, there are people that come to these meetings that I've seen now for 6 years that's kind of what they are. And I'm not real sure that they want to get in the way of the truth. I mean, I think there's their reason for existence is to be able to come and bend with us. So and you think about it, just a few of them. And I don't know. I had to think about it a little bit before I necessarily wanted to write something.
Randy?
Well,
I think what would be helpful for the commission, I'm prepared to make a short motion if you want, but we have just a short review of the history and the document signed provided the commission, so we can at least look at it and know ourselves, and then decide is it appropriate to do anything further.
So I understand it. So that would be more informational for the commission.
Information
so that
the commission.
We know what the facts are, and if the appropriate time comes up, we'll be able to address it in an honest
I don't know if we need a motion.
No, we will just feel we want to find
the practice. The department would review and provide an accurate summary of the history of the introduction of wool with respect to what the involvement was of the commission and the department in that critical period of time.
Yeah,
I think it would be up for us to understand.
Is everybody
it's hard for us to respond to these questions.
I think it's an excellent idea. It would help me.
Do you remember when we were in Alaska with the old commissioner when we went fishing with him?
Yeah.
You know, I was
what's his name?
Goof. From Montana.
Yeah.
You know, we had in-depth discussions because that was an opportunity for me to meet one of the guys that was fully on the cutting edge. And so, you know, I talked to him for over 2 hours about it. So I know, I trusted what he said, and I had an opportunity to talk to one other, I think he was the chairman at the time. Not in-depth like that, but so I have a pretty good background on the commission's role in the introduction of wolves.
Yeah. Well, I think that history would really be helpful if we all knew exactly what happened and how we use that or when we use it. It would be discretionary, but certainly at times appropriate. Jim, did you have anything to add? I thought you paid pretty close attention. You probably know the history.
I do think it would be useful to have sunshine history of how what occurred. We'll put some together. We'll work with. It reminded me of Obama's speech last night, though, and some of the criticism I heard this morning about people were criticizing him for still blaming the last administration for his problem.
Right.
And I just think this commission has a lot to be proud of in how we've dealt with the hand we've been given. You had a hunting season. And you're doing everything you can to get on top of this within the legal constraints of this nation. And I think there's a lot of good we've done. And I don't think we have to be ashamed of anything that we're
I appreciate you saying that. I don't think this commission has anything to apologize for. I think we've done everything possible. And we can't change the past, being commissions or directors before this director and before this commission, but we can't change the future. And we need to concentrate. But it would be helpful, Dale, if we could do that. I think we will. Other comments about public meetings? Gary?
Mr. Chairman, we may end up having to go back to a 3 to 5 minute time limit or something like that.
I thought about that last night too. Meetings in the past, it's not been a problem, and I'd certainly be willing to do that if you think we should make that a rule for our public meetings to limit them to 3 minutes. I've kind of learned from my predecessor, Cameron, that I tried to do that in the beginning and kind of felt like kind of precluded some good conversation at times because some people did really have enough to say that going over a ways a few minutes was worthwhile. But I don't know, we could certainly make it hard and fast.
Follow up. I guess my thought is that there were a lot of people leaving that didn't get an opportunity to stay around. So somewhere in between, I think one was like the 3 minutes. But anyway, there needs to be something there to. When they get into the repeat cycle, telling me 4 times the same thing, well, somehow or another, we need to slow that down.
Okay. Everybody agree? Want to make it 3 minutes? Cameron?
To make a comment, I just personally like to see it at the discretion of the chair. I think you got good vibes, and when it's to the point where it's not the most pleasant thing to do, but just sort of set the standard that way, because I agree with you. There's people that can come in here for 5 minutes, and we're very interested in everything they say and need to hear it. But there's Gary's point's well taken. I do think there's got to be some moderation.
Moderation.
And I think if the chair can play that by ear.
I bet. You bet. Good point.
Mr. Chairman, Commission members, I want to compliment the chair that there's a lot of pressure put on to show a PowerPoint presentation on what happened to elk, wolves, and you told them no. And if that would have happened, we might have been still in here.
Other comments about last night? If not, we'll move ahead to your report.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Commission members.